You're listening to the Food Freedom Life Podcast. My name is Brittany Allison, and I spent 6+ years stuck in diet binge cycles, hating my body and envying others who seem to have it all because I never felt enough. What I discovered in my journey to food freedom and becoming a registered dietitian is this: you can either live your life at war with your mind or learn to work in sync with it. So if you're ready to learn how to be in tune with yourself and evolve your life, welcome to the show. Before we dive into talking about Thanksgiving eating, holiday eating, and feeling less anxiety around it, I want you to imagine stepping into the new year, stepping into 2025 with total confidence around food, no more guilt, and finally feeling more neutral and at home in your body. My next round of group coaching, Food Freedom University, is kicking off on January 14th, and this could be your chance to start your journey towards finally feeling peace with food. If you secure your spot between now and December 2nd, you'll receive $100 off enrollment plus a free one-to-one call with me to guide you through this holiday season. This bonus call is designed to help you handle any challenges that come up over the holidays so you can step into January feeling ready to succeed. In Food Freedom University, we'll work together to break the cycle of binge and emotional eating, build more trust and neutrality with your body, and discover the freedom of eating without guilt. So if you're ready to leave restrictive dieting behind and find peace with food, now is the time to take that first step. Join the community of women who are discovering what true food freedom feels like and start 2025 with support, confidence, and a fresh mindset. Head to the link in the show notes to book a free discovery call with me to chat more and get enrolled today. Hello, friends. I wanted to come on here and talk a little bit more about handling anxious thoughts when it comes to Thanksgiving foods, because American Thanksgiving is coming up this week, but just holiday foods in general. This question got DM'd to me, and I know it is something that a lot of people struggle with and a lot of people are thinking about. And so as we enter into the holiday season, it's good to just have a little bit more support and a little bit of help to change your mindset around the holidays. It can bring stressful family interactions, favorite foods that you maybe only get once a year. It can bring diet and weight talk. I know that definitely comes up in my family, and just anxiety about what you're going to eat and drink and what it's going to do to your body. And for me, the holidays used to cause so much stress and so much anxiety. There was a ton of delicious food around all the time, you know, homemade cookies, homemade baked goods, big family dinners, seeing friends and family, and just having a lot of different parties and get-togethers. I always worried about what and how much I was eating, and it really became something more than just food, right? Eating a dessert became like, this isn't healthy, you shouldn't have it. And I would always try to compensate for it by, you know, exercising or eating less, or, you know, starting over January 1st, which inevitably led me to overeat from Thanksgiving all the way until the end of December. It felt like in January, I was going to wipe the slate clean, so I may as well just do whatever I wanted right now. But by focusing so much on the negative nature of food, trying to control what I was eating, trying to portion control myself, and thinking that, you know, January 1st was going to be this reset, it led me to feel out of control around food. My body sensed that restriction was coming, restriction was on the horizon. So every single eating occasion became a free-for-all. But the problem is not Thanksgiving. It's not Christmas. It's not anything. It's not the holiday food itself. The problem is our attitudes about food and eating the rest of the year. If you have ever, you know, tracked your food intake, counted points, calories, carbs, yo-yo dieted, you tried to be good with portion sizes or the foods that you eat or don't eat, your body gets really smart at trying to fight back against that, trying to combat that. And what happens is when you try so hard to be good with food choices, your body feels restricted, it feels deprived, and it literally thinks that you are starving. So it's no wonder that by the time the holidays roll around, you end up feeling out of control around food and unable to eat without feeling completely overfull and stuffed. And so what I wanted to talk about today is just how to manage that anxiety when it comes to food and how to just go about the holidays in a way that feels a lot more peaceful and calm, and you can be more in the moment and more mindful in general. The first thing that I always think about with being more peaceful around food is to shift focus to weight. And I don't mean shift focus to weight in terms of like, let's think about weight and how we can lose weight, but more so putting weight loss on the back burner, because when you are focusing on weight loss as your number one goal, when it's still there at the forefront of your mind, it makes you think about food in a very specific way, right? And just thinking about, how long have you been trying to lose weight for? Chances are it's been a really long time, probably longer than you can remember. And even before your first true diet or your first weight loss attempt, you were probably thinking about wanting to change your body. It's probably been a very, very long time. And these are huge factors in you feeling out of control with food, especially around the holidays, right? You've hit a wall. And when you've hit a wall, it means that it's time for a strategy change. Otherwise, you're going to keep doing the same thing over and over again, right? If you think about Thanksgiving or the holidays last year and the year before, how did it feel? If we're still focusing on weight, it's going to keep feeling the exact same way year after year. You're not going to get a different result. And so, in order to change what actually happens, we need to get to the root of the dysfunction, which is the constant focus on weight loss. And I know this idea of putting weight loss on the back burner. I mean, you've probably heard me talk about it before. And at the same time, I know it might sound radical. And perhaps in some ways it is. But in order to bring more peace, we need to take a break from the pursuit of weight loss, at least for right now, while you heal. Since focusing on weight loss keeps you on the restriction side of the restrict binge pendulum, taking a break from that and just not putting so much pressure on yourself to, be perfect with food and to do everything to a T. Taking a break from that allows that pendulum to stop swinging from restrict to binge. So you can actually just start to hang out in that middle place of balance and just create more space to make more mindful choices with food and, not feel so anxious around it. The idea of putting weight loss on the back burner is an analogy, and it's something that will help you work to find more peace with food. And it doesn't mean that you don't want to lose weight. It doesn't mean that I'm asking you to forget about the fact that that's, on your mind and something that you're hoping for. You're allowed to still want it, but it's that, hey, we've been focusing on this for a really long time. Let's actually just shift focus to taking care of yourself, taking care of your mind, slowing down, being more present in the moment, making choices that feel supportive, not just physically, but mentally too. And let's hold space for the fact that you want to lose weight, but not put so much time and energy and focus into it. And importantly, putting weight loss on the back burner does not mean that you are also going to just like gain weight forever and ever and ever. That's something really common that comes up when talking about putting a pause on pursuing weight loss. And I mean, it's true. If you're not focusing on weight loss, your weight can go up, it can go down, it can stay the same, or it can go up and then down later. And I wish I could look into a crystal ball and tell you exactly what's going to happen to your body, but unfortunately, I can't do that. But what I do know is that continuing to focus on dieting will inevitably continue to trend your weight upwards as your body tries to protect you from starvation. And healing your relationship with food and finding a better place with it pr will provide more long-term stability at a place that your body is more happy at. And so, again, just reflect on where you're at right now with weight loss. When was the last time that dieting worked? And when I say worked, I mean like actually led to sustainable weight loss. And if that's how we're defining worked, has it ever worked? If it hasn't, it's not you. It's the system of dieting. It's broken. It's not something that works for 97% of people. It's just not sustainable, and it only leads to more chaos with food. Dieting is actually the leading predictor of long-term weight gain, and two-thirds of people who diet end up gaining back more weight than they lost. It's not having peace with food that leads to an upward weight trend. It's rebounding from continually focusing on weight loss and shaming your body for looking the way that it does. And so, aside from that, or branching off of that, I should say, going back to what I said about New Year's, the holidays, there's of course a lot of food around. There's a lot of celebrating. Life is sort of out of routine a little bit, and it can feel like you're just floating through, almost waiting for that restart button on January 1st. Even though you know that maybe diets don't work and you want to find more peace with food. There's a ton of diet culture noise throughout the holiday season, and so you might feel kind of tempted to start fresh or, cut out sugar or promise to get yourself to the gym X number of times per week to get back on track. When there's food all around, gatherings, all the time, you're seeing family a ton, you're surrounded by people, you don't have a ton of time to yourself, you maybe have less opportunities to move your body, you have more anxiety, the desire to restrict increases, and naturally you're going to rebound from that. And part of what causes that rebound is that promise of starting over on January 1st. And I think it's just so important to remember that January 1st is just some random Wednesday. Like, literally, this year, it's just a Wednesday. It is not any sort of special day. It's not this magic reset button. It is literally just a Wednesday. There's nothing special about what's going to happen on January 1st. And so I think checking yourself and coming back to right now, if you find yourself saying like, oh, I'll do better in the new year, or I'll start over, I'll, rein myself in for New Year's or when the holidays are over or what have you, like, really just check yourself if you notice that coming up and come back to right now, because that's in the future. Like, we don't know what's going to happen. And when we predict the future in that way, it causes us to ignore what our needs are right now, how we feel right now, and how we can support ourselves right now. And so just using that as a little bit of a red flag, anything to do with January 1st or New Year's, to say, hey, I got to come back into the present moment. I got to ground myself, and I got to just focus on what I can do right now. Because at the end of the day, focusing on the future is not going to help you out. It's not going to get you to where you want to go. With food anxiety around the holidays, part of that also comes from this sort of all or nothing mindset. And I really want to remind you that food is not just nutrients, right? Diet culture tends to simplify food to, calories, points, macros, portions, but food is much more than that. And although, fuel and the nutrients are part of what food is also culture, nostalgia, community, love, creativity, and comfort. Food is so much bigger than just fuel. And when we reduce it to only being fuel, we ignore some of these other really important aspects of what food is and has always been to us as humans, right? Think about the holidays. Why would we have special holiday food and foods that we, bring out only at certain times of year if food was just fuel? We wouldn't have that. We would just all eat our like meal replacement shake, and we'd have that for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or like, there'd be one meal replacement shake every single day that you'd have, and everyone would be totally fine with it. There wouldn't be any issue. We wouldn't think twice about it. There wouldn't be, specialty restaurants and Michelin star restaurants and new cuisines and fusion food and like all these really cool things. And, restaurants wouldn't be a huge part of nightlife and what we do in our spare time and where we go on dates and all these different things. Like, food is meant to be something that we gather around. Food is meant to be a part of celebration. Food is intensely personal, and the foods that you love to eat are representative of where you're from, who you are, your heritage, your upbringing, your experiences, your preferences, your values. And when we ignore these, it creates tension between us and food. We can't ignore what food is and what it means to us. And the holidays really highlight this. The holidays are a time of nostalgia and gathering and tradition, and food is at the center of it. And trying to suppress our human need to enjoy and share food backfires, not because of a lack of willpower, but because food is so integral in this time of year. And no amount of discipline or portion control can suppress our need to connect with that. And the restriction is only going to lead to the binging. The guilt, the shame that you are putting on yourself is only going to lead to you going overboard. It's going to cause that pendulum swing that we talked about, right? Where restrict is on one side and binge is on the other side. It's your body's natural reaction to deprivation. And your body doesn't know the difference between you just telling it, like, oh, I shouldn't eat this, or I shouldn't have this, or this is bad, or I should only eat this much, and there being an actual absence or lack of food. Your body does not know the difference. It only knows what you tell it. And so that's why working on your mental script around food is just so important, especially around this time of year. having peace with food and having permission with food around the holidays, and permission that does not, go away on a certain day, that is what's going to help you feel more peaceful around food, right? There are no bad foods. So you're not a bad person for eating anything. No one food, no one meal, no one day is going to massively impact your health or your weight or anything. And the more you tell yourself, like, oh, I'm so bad, I ate so much, the more you are going to feel out of control with food, the more you're going to feel impulsive with food because you think you are bad for having that food. You're judging your goodness, your worth based on what you are or are not eating. And that shame that that creates, it puts you in this little tiny box that builds up all this pressure, and that pressure, it has to release somehow. And we go to food to soothe ourselves from that pressure. But the type of food you eat, how much you eat, does not dictate the type of person you are. It impacts your behavior. That's it. While you might maybe feel proud of yourself for like restraining yourself or eating good foods and avoiding the bad ones, the avoidance is pure reliance on willpower, and willpower does not last. And that's no fault of your own. We use willpower for every single thing that we do from the second we wake up to the second that we go to sleep. And if we are relying on willpower to get us through food, it's going to run out, right? You rely on willpower to get you out of bed, to take a shower, to put on your clothes, to get to work, to get through your day, to answer all your emails. Like you use willpower to do every single thing. And so using it for food is just not reliable. And again, having these ideas around, I need to be disciplined, I need to only eat XYZ thing, or I should eat this, or I shouldn't eat this. Although that maybe has served as a helpful guideline in the past in some ways to tell you what to eat or keep you on track or help you determine, what was acceptable or not in terms of eating. In reality, these rules are holding you back from having a better relationship with food and your body and just feeling more peaceful around the holidays. And so I think it's really important to just uncover what those food rules are. Because even just making yourself aware of what that food noise is going to help you recognize it for what it is, which is just diet culture commentary that is not in your best interest. It's there to keep you in line and try to make you thinner and smaller, when in reality, it's just causing more chaos in your relationship with food and making you feel like crap about yourself. And once you're aware of this, you'll start to notice when it's happening more often so that you can talk yourself down from it. Reframe it, remind yourself, hey, this is not helpful. This is not how I want to think about food. I'm going to shift focus. I'm going to change gears right now. Ways of uncovering food rules and identifying that they're coming up are, first, if something is true for everyone else, does not apply for you, right? It's okay for everyone else to eat this, but I shouldn't. That's a clue that a food rule is coming up. If you think there's too much of something in a certain food or dish, like, oh, there's too many calories or carbs or fat in this, there's probably a food rule coming up there. If you're hungry, but you don't allow yourself to eat yet, right? If you're waiting for a certain time, you're hungry, but you have to wait until 6 to eat dinner, there's a sign there's a food rule coming up. If you rely on exercise or how much you've moved to dictate how much you're allowed to eat, if maybe you purposely eat less on days that you don't exercise, or you feel like you need to go for a walk after a meal, there's a food rule there. Or if there's a should or shouldn't showing up pretty much anywhere, those are really great signs that there are food rules coming up. And again, these food rules, it comes from a part of your brain that has good intentions, that wants you to stay in line, that wants you to be healthy, that wants you to do well and come out of the holidays feeling proud of yourself and how you ate. But here's the thing, those food rules, they make you feel like crap. You know it, right? They make you stay in your head, they prevent you from being in the moment, and they don't actually help with food. And so, writing down and thinking about all the food rules you can think of is a really good place to start, and then work on reframing them, challenging them, and also challenging where that all or nothing mindset is coming up too, right? The all or nothing can come up in very sneaky ways. Like we talked about, the I'm just going to start over January, but it keeps you stuck and it holds you back because it creates this urgency right? It creates this urgency that, like, I have to fix this right now. I have to do this perfectly right now. But it doesn't actually work that way. It gives us this false sense of control. When it comes to health and when it comes to our bodies, all or nothing thinking is so problematic because deep down we develop this belief that if we're not perfect at health, at the workout routine, the diet, then we're failing and why even try? And this plays out in the restrict and binge pendulum swing. The all is the binge, the nothing is restriction. The more nothing you try to be and to remain good and on track and healthy or whatever else you may call it, the more all you're going to be, especially over the holidays, right? The more you restrict, the more you're going to binge. And so just thinking about also with the food rules, like what are these black and white thoughts that I have? Where do those come up? When it comes to actually, the food and normalizing food and really working on that anxiety, we want to go back to putting weight loss on the back burner, but obviously that leads to the question of like what now when it comes to food? Not having weight loss as your number one goal opens up a lot of room for food to be more relaxed, right? Food can be less charged, come with less shame, and can come from a place of more intuition and like genuine nutrition knowledge. But in order for that to happen, we have to start with permission. Because when you tell yourself that you can't have a certain food, you build up a craving or a desire for that food. If I tell you, don't think about a purple giraffe, immediately, you're going to think about a purple giraffe, right? The forbidden nature of that food increases when we think that we can't have it. And that leads us to feel even more enticed to eat it and to, give in to that craving. It leads to these uncontrollable cravings and binging on that food solely because we think that we are not going to have it again. Again, our body doesn't know the difference between us just saying we shouldn't eat this, we can't eat this, and there actually being an absence of food. And so when you do eat it, you feel like, okay, well, I gotta eat it all right now, and then tomorrow I'll do better. That is all or nothing, but what we call that is the Last Supper mentality. And so giving yourself permission to eat those foods means allowing yourself to eat something physically, but also mentally too. It means engaging in the act of eating a food that you're wanting, but also giving yourself mental permission to eat it, not guilting yourself for it and reassuring yourself that it's okay and that you're allowed. This permission to eat involves tuning in. To give yourself permission to eat is not to say that like you can eat whatever you want, whenever you want, and however much just mindlessly. It's that you can eat whatever, whenever, while practicing tuning in. Because you can make peace with food and honor your hunger and your fullness and your body at the same time. We want to bring both of these things together, practicing the permission, but also checking in, noticing your body's cues, and really working on feeling the satisfaction of food. It's not mindless permission, it's attuned permission. We call it unconditional permission because it can't come with conditions, right? It can't be allowing yourself to, eat a brownie while saying like, oh, tomorrow I'm not going to have any, or I can have turkey leftovers, but like only this much, or I can eat this meal, but only if I have something really small later, right? That is still not tuning into your body. That is creating arbitrary rules about how you think you should be with food. Again, it's those shoulds, it's those food rules. And so we need to remove conditions from it as much as possible. Otherwise, it's still just going to feel restrictive, and it's still going to feel like a diet, and you're still going to lose control. And so, first thing with, moving through the holidays, I think is so important is to make sure you're honoring your hunger and eating enough overall. And I know that you might think that, oh, I'm overeating here and there, or I'm binging here and there, and so I'm definitely eating enough. Like, no. If you are binging and overeating here and there, chances are there are irregularities in your eating pattern, and we want to really work on establishing regularity and consistency in what you're having. Because if you are trying to like give yourself more permission with food, but you're not eating enough, the chances that you're going to go overboard or binge on that food because you're just hungry are so much higher. And then, of course, that creates more, rules around that food. Like, oh, yeah, of course, I can't control myself around it. When in fact, no, you were just too hungry. It almost falsely validates this belief that you can't trust yourself with food and you're out of control. And so, working on eating regularly, working on making sure that each meal contains a variety of things, has enough protein, has some carbohydrate, has some color in it, has some fat in it, just it com includes all the components, right? That's what's gonna keep you going and keep your body satisfied. And if you're feeling like, oh, I'm not hungry in the morning or during the day, so I don't need to eat, I only want to listen to my body. Although this may feel intuitive, when you go for really long periods without eating, your body anticipates that you won't eat and it slows down its processes during these times. It also gets used to eating a lot in the evenings, right? It gets used to these patterns of not eating during the day and then eating most of your calories at night, which ramps up the likelihood that you're going to binge. And stress also interferes with your body's ability to give you proper hunger and fullness cues. Certain medications can, if you're really tired. Like, there are a lot of factors that come in and can make you feel like, I'm not hungry, or I don't need to eat during the day, or I don't need to eat breakfast. But we need to first and foremost just focus on eating regularly. And this also goes for, actual Thanksgiving Day or actual Christmas Day or whatever it is. You still need to eat regularly on those days, even if you're having a big meal later. If you're going into it feeling so hungry, it's going to be so hard to, slow down and be present and be mindful and eat an amount that feels good, right? We need to make sure that our bodies are fed first. And I think another helpful thing to think about is satisfaction too, right? Although you want to eat regularly and make sure you have all the components in your meal that are going to keep you full, we also need to focus on satisfaction, right? Which is like that mental feeling of fullness. It comes from pleasure with eating, from like the taste, the texture, the temperature, flavor, the variety, the eating environment as well. You can feel full and not satisfied. You can also feel satisfied and not full. And in both cases, you're going to want to continue eating. And so, making sure that you're not only eating foods and combinations of foods that fill you up, but also foods that satisfy you too. Because if you have like a deficit of satisfaction, if you're not feeling satisfied with the foods that you're eating, you're also going to go overboard. And with foods on the holidays, we just really want to work on normalizing them because although, yes, they are sort of special foods to a certain extent, and you do only get them certain times of year. We also want to be mindful that, like, it is just food. And, realistically, you could make yourself, like, turkey and stuffing any time of the year. It's not, inherently something that is only allowed to be made on Thanksgiving or whatever it is. It's just food. And we want to work on habituating ourselves to it, which basically means the process of normalizing foods. And the science behind this shows that the more we're exposed to a food, the more our brains just could care less about it, right? On the flip side, the more unique and more rare the food, the more our brains fixate on it. And this fixation promotes strong cravings and prompts us to want to eat the special food. And this is why sometimes having just one bite of a special food often leads to a binge experience. It's what happens when you feel deprived or when you're around an avoided food. Your brain lights up with interest and maybe even you feel obsessed about it. And so when you finally allow yourself a bite, it's hard to stop. Just thinking about shifting from this idea of scarcity to abundance, that again, it's just food. Yes, it's like maybe your favorite food. It is sort of special in the sense that, it's not around all the time. But hey, think about how many more Thanksgivings you're going to have throughout your life. Think about the fact that you can just like make stuffing. You can, buy a turkey breast from the grocery store. And so you don't have to like roast a whole turkey. Like you can have mashed potatoes anytime. You can make pumpkin pie any time of year, right? The food is not going anywhere. You can make it on a random Tuesday. You can make it next week. You can make it whenever. There's no scarcity around it anymore. It's not going anywhere. You can have it whenever you want, right? There are no rules and restrictions around this food. It's here. It's going to be there. It's not going anywhere. And these foods are not good or bad either. Remember, we want to be super neutral about food because labeling foods as good and bad, one, it just doesn't make sense from a nutrition and health perspective. What we're basically saying when we label foods as good and bad is that there's like healthy on one side and unhealthy on the other, and every single food that we eat either tips us toward the healthy side or more toward the unhealthy side. This is just not how our body works, right? The overall health of an individual is not dictated only by diet and exercise, first of all. We need to really just zoom out, though, and look at not just an individual food or even a day or a weekend or a week. We need to look at like the whole big patterns and outside of just food and exercise, like towards stress and sleep and self-care and all these other things. We really want to look at the big picture. And with Thanksgiving food too, with this whole idea that, hey, it's just food and it's not going anywhere and like I can have it anytime. Just know that you can, save it for later too, right? If you identify as being part of the clean plate club and you feel like you need to eat everything on your plate every single time, even if you're stuffed, the idea that you can save it for later can be kind of revolutionary, honestly. This moment right now is not your only opportunity to eat that food. You can put the leftovers away. You can put those few bites in the fridge and have them later, tomorrow, whenever else. You don't need to eat it all right now. You can save it for later. And so just like taking it slow and normalizing the food, being super neutral about it. And, also just again, trying to enjoy the food that you're eating. If you tend to zoom through Thanksgiving dinner and you're like the first person finished, let's just slow down. Let's just actually taste our food and notice what it looks like, how it smells. What does the combination look like on your plate? What does it feel like to take a pause halfway through your meal and put your fork down? What does it feel like to actually just engage in conversation with the people who you're surrounded by? It's okay to do that. And honestly, doing that helps you feel more satisfied, but it also just helps you feel more in control. And when I say control, I don't mean that like white knuckle grip of control. I mean that calm, peaceful, I'm in the driver's seat kind of feeling. So just trying to be more mindful with your food. And this goes for all meals, not just Thanksgiving, right? The more we can practice being mindful in general, especially during those mundane meals, right? Just a regular breakfast that you have throughout the week or Friday dinner when you maybe order pizza or something like that. The more you can practice being mindful, the easier it's going to be, even in those more challenging situations, like at Thanksgiving or during the holidays or when there's, baked goods around or what have you. So just thinking about all of these pieces, I know that we talked about a lot, but really what it comes down to is not putting so much pressure on yourself to be thinking about weight loss and making your body be a certain way, to give yourself permission to eat, to make sure that you're eating regularly, to remind yourself of the abundance with food, that it's not going anywhere. You can have this food anytime, whenever you want. You can acquire it, and you can have enough food anytime, whenever you need to as well. And to also just be more mindful, slow down, savor the experience, enjoy yourself and just like give yourself compassion. If you eat too much, if you eat past fullness, just acknowledge that it's not the end of the world. It's okay. You can forgive yourself. There's no such thing as perfection in eating. You've done nothing wrong. The amount that you ate was the amount that felt good at the time, and that was and still is completely valid. And so all you can do is just engage in self-care, like make sure you're wearing comfy clothes that don't feel restricting. Take off your bra if that's like appropriate based on who you're with, or the outfit that you're wearing, or even if not, like all the power to you. Just taking care of yourself, like check in with how you feel, check back in 15 minutes and just notice that, hey, my body knows how to deal with this. I feel a little better, and that's going to continue to happen. And just continue with regular meals or snacks. There's nothing to make up for. There's nothing to remedy. You don't need to skip anything. You need to just continue to show up to the next meal, to the next snack. And that is part of listening to your body. That's what's going to help get you out of the all or nothing. That's what's going to help you get through the holidays in a really smooth way that feels really good and feels really different than it has in past years. And just enjoy it. Enjoy your time, enjoy your family, enjoy your friends, enjoy the food, and don't be so hard on yourself because it's meant to be a fun time. It's meant to be a celebration, and you deserve for it to be that. So I hope this was helpful. I hope that listening to this gave you some ideas of what you can think about and what you can focus on around the holidays. And Before we close out for the week, I wanted to remind you about my Black Friday sale on my Food Freedom University group coaching deal that is going to help you step into the new year with total confidence around food, no more guilt, and finally feeling at home in your body. We kick off on January 14th, and this could be your chance to start your journey towards feeling more peace with food. If you secure your spot between now and December 2nd, you're going to receive $100 off enrollment plus a free one-to-one call with me to guide you through the holiday season. This bonus call is designed to help you handle any challenges that come up over the holidays so you can step into January feeling ready to succeed. In Food Freedom University, we're going to work together to break the cycle of binge and emotional eating, build more trust with your body and feel more neutral in your body image, and discover the freedom of eating without guilt. So if you're ready to leave restrictive dieting behind and finally find peace with food, now is the time to take that first step. Join the community of women who are discovering what true food freedom feels like and start 2025 with support, confidence, and a fresh mindset. Reach out to me at brittanycorey.rd@gmail.com if you have any questions, or head to the link in the show notes to book your free discovery call and get signed up today.